Belly dancing may not be what you think is synonymous with Squamish, but one local may be single-handedly changing that. Rose Laura Agbazan, the owner of Sugaring Beauty Boudoir, is also a professional belly dancer. As Kadisha, her belly dancing stage name, she will be performing at Match Eatery and Public House on March 28, with a mini-class at the end of the show to pass on her passion for the dance. The Squamish chief sat down with the busy Agbazan at her spa on her day off to learn more about how she got into belly dancing and what she loves about it. What follows is a version of that conversation edited for length and clarity. Q. How did you first take up belly dancing? A. When I was 18, I took 2 years of it in France. After that, I took all kinds of dance. 6 years ago, I decided I wanted to go back to belly dancing. I was missing it. I took some classes in Vancouver. Last year, I decided to do it professionally. I asked my teacher if I was ready to perform and she was really supportive. I performed at some festivals in Vancouver last summer. I did some performances in restaurants, and a little bit every month after that. Q. Do you remember what you liked about it when you were 18? A. I think it was the costumes and I like the music too. It's really beautiful. You have slow music, a variety of traditional music, or you can have modern music. You have so many diverse options. And I like that you can use different styles or props. You can use a veil or a cane, for example. Q. Some of the belly dancing outfits are very elaborate. Are the ensembles expensive? A. Some can be really expensive, like $800, because it is custom made. Some you can order online, or there are big markets where they are sold. And sometimes you can buy them from Facebook for cheaper. I also tried to make my own costume. I had never sewed in my life, but I tried it. It was not too bad. Q. What was it like when you first turned professional, performing in front of people? A. The first time, it was in Vancouver in a Turkish restaurant. I was dancing for 20 minutes for a birthday, and there were, I think, maybe 50 people. It was really stressful, because I didn't know if they were going to like it. And also, because you are dancing for so long, you don't know if they are going to enjoy it or if they will like the music. But people started smiling and getting more relaxed, and I thought, okay, they enjoy the show. Everyone came and danced with me, and they gave me tips too. It was a really nice evening, after the manager was really happy. The first minute is always like that for me, though. I have all these things in my head. Q. When you were a kid, were you comfortable performing in front of people? A. When I was young, I was always passionate about dancing. I remember watching music videos and I would be dancing the same way, mostly salsa or Latino music. I remember I would put on a small, tiny dress, and I was dancing like they were on TV. But my dad didn't want me to take dance when I was a kid. He wanted me to do karate and track and field. He thought dancing was not a real sport. That is why I was waiting to turn 18 to be able to dance, and my first class was belly dance. Q. You said before that performing in Squamish was a little bit more nerve-wracking, being your home community, but you have done quite a few shows now, right? A. Yes, it has been really busy recently. I did a performance at Match Casino at the end of January, and at the Multicultural Day Festival at Totem Hall. I performed at the Squamish Wedding Network and trade show at Trickster's Hideout, and I danced at Saha Eatery last Sunday. Then, at the end of the month, I am back at Match. Q. Because you're a businesswoman with a lot going on, how do you balance your time with everything you do and not get totally stressed out? A. My dance practice has really helped me with stress. I go into my own world when I dance. For me, it's not really like work, because I feel it's just like a meditation. When I dance, it's like my medicine. That is why I do it. Q. How often do you practice? A. Every day. I'm practicing with the music, and I create my own playlists. I try to change it up every time I put on a new show. And, also, I have class in Vancouver, usually on Sunday. Q. What kinds of events would you still like to dance at that you haven't? Weddings. A. It would be nice to do weddings or corporate events. I am available for private parties, restaurant shows and festivals, too. Q. What would you say to folks who are nervous to try this type of dancing but who are curious about it? A. It's a really amazing dance. It's good for feminine energy. And it is good for your body. And it is for every age, too. To learn more about Agbazan's belly dancing, go to her Instagram, at Kadisha Belly Dancer, Facebook, or contact her by email. KadishaBellyDancer@gmail.com. Tickets for Belly Dance Night on March 28th at Match Eatery and Public House are available on Eventbrite. About a Local is a semi-regular column about interesting residents. If you have a suggestion for someone we should feature, and their permission, send the name and contact along to news@squamishchief.com.